This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You're listening to Your Hidden Power, a weekly experience in moving into oneness. I think that's one of the things. I'm not sure I highlight it always the right way. I'm Doug Steffen. I believe that we are all one. I believe that we come from the same source. And I refer to it sometimes as source or spirit or God or whatever it is. You're welcome. Who am I to tell you what you should think? How you should think. I'm just here to offer you some interesting thoughts. And in that circumstance, and with that in mind, I want to introduce you to Erin Worley, who is, by her own admission, a self-taught channeler. So let's start with that. We all hear those voices. I think really when I talk about your hidden power, I am talking, Erin, about the sixth sense, about that which is the understanding the connection between us and the power that is greater than we are. And so how did you start hearing voices? Because I'm assuming assuming is always a bad thing, but the idea of you being self-taught. So something had to have moved you to be interested to learn. If you're self-taught, you're interested in learning. So what happened?
Not believing anything mystical or otherworldly or anything. It wasn't even on my radar. It was in my late 20s I started reading self-improvement books because I had always had very low self-esteem. I wanted to fix that finally. I was tired of feeling small and insignificant and unhappy all the time. So I started reading books and I found out about the law of attraction, and that sounded so cool. I'm like, yes, I want to start manifesting stuff. Great. But I couldn't make it work all the time. Like so many people, I could do things like manifest butterflies, you know? But when it came to actually making my life abundant and joyful, no way, it wasn't happening. And all the experts said it was my fault, right? I wasn't doing it right. So all these people that are channeling things know how to do it. I'm like, well, I have no idea why an advanced being would want to waste its time on me, but let's see if I can figure it out. So I studied books that some of these channelers had written, and I just started doing what they said they were doing the first time they had made contact, the people that had done it later in life. And I did it for a few months, and it totally worked. At first, I was just, every time I meditated, I was thinking my leg itched, you know, and I couldn't get into it. But I kept practicing. Anyway, it started working. I started hearing that voice in my head, and it turns out that voice had always been there. It had just been so small, I wasn't listening because of the voice of who I thought I was, because I'm totally all about oneness like you. That is the highest truth. And that voice of who I thought I'd been my whole life, that was just my programming that had been designed since I was a baby and young child by everything I saw about the world, but it wasn't the truth. So anyway, my book, One Truth, One Law, is sort of the experience I went through learning how to channel and shows you exactly how to do the same thing.
Do you have connections, though, as you've grown and matured? Have you made connections with other people who are sensitive like you are, and do you feel you're learning or teaching? You're learning from them, you're teaching them, because this is not a singular effort. This is something that happens, it's in my experience anyway, in partnership with somebody that you trust. There are a lot of people, shamans, even though you taught yourself, you must have been influenced by somebody, writing, something more than anything else, or somebody more than anything else.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I read Ask and It Is Given by Esther Hicks, which is a great book. It was a great place for me to start. And the difference is most people that are channeling something that isn't directly source. They're channeling another creation. And I'm saying inside of us is source. And you can channel that. You don't have to go channel something else. You're just channeling a creation, just like we're a creation. But source is inside of all of us, begging for us to listen. That is the highest truth. There is no separation. So that's where my book and my philosophy is a little bit different than most. Most people, when they channel, aren't going up to their highest truth, which is so possible. It's just waiting for all of us, just dying for us to start listening.
Well, but we're intimidated by the fact that it sort of goes against the grain of a lot of popular culture where you're taught to, you know, listen to the government, listen to this authority figure, go to church, you know, they're with the boss, listen to the boss because the boss knows best. Most people who are bosses, no offense to the bosses listening, are there because of the Peter Principle. Get them out of the way so we can actually get some work done. You know, that kind of stuff. There's so much expertise, and people give over the responsibility. When I talk about health and well-being, I tell people they're responsible for their own health and well-being. It's not somebody else. Some doctor, they don't care. They want you to pay them. I mean, they do care, but I don't think they care as much as you ought to care about you, because it's about you.
Absolutely. So much of that, us giving our power away, stems from our childhood. It's what since we're children, we just came to the physical world. We're being programmed to survive, to stay safe by parents who mean well, but never figured it out themselves.
Right.
And so they're telling you be afraid of everything because they don't want you to leave the physical world. So that is part of indoctrination, basically, into the physical world. And the thing is, that becomes our programming that keeps playing in our subconscious our whole life unless we wake up and start reprogramming ourselves with new words. So I like to say it this way, and this is how I explain it to my mom, because she doesn't get any of this. I say,
listen up.
This is what I say to her. I say, Mom, if you go for a run, what are you telling yourself during that run? And she says, oh, I want to go home and sit on the couch. I want to stop running. Well, that means that's your programming. You don't like to run. What if you started telling yourself this while you're pumping your legs and your chest is heaving? What if you started saying, I love running? And what if you did that every day for 30 days? Your programming would change. You have so much power. You do. We all do. We are absolutely bursting with power, and we can take it back by telling ourselves a new story.
You know, that's very interesting you would say that. I have a couple of threads in my life, as I'm sure you do, we all do. Mine are my radio work, my relationship with my children. I have a dairy farm. All of those things become integral parts of my life. But there are the other things. And you just hit on a nerve, because I don't like to exercise. I am a physically strong, pretty muscular guy. I've always been the strongest guy of my size, no matter what age I was. But going to the gym is anathema to me. I even have a gym in my house, and I don't like doing it because I'm hearing what you just said. Hear the voices in my head. Oh, I don't like this. This is boring. This is not so, you know, I'll do it because I know that it's good for me, but I don't do it because I want to. I feel like I do it because I have to, and therefore I don't enjoy it, and therefore I probably don't get as much out of it. And that's just an example. You can come up with 100, you know, reading books. What about what you're exposed to in terms of thoughts? All that stuff, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's just, and once you start opening up and looking and examining your thoughts, it's all about awareness. That's like what meditation does for you. It gives you the chance to start becoming aware that you have all these thoughts running your life on autopilot you didn't even know about. It's a big surprise when you start becoming aware of your thoughts. I was 28, so it was 10 years ago when I started became. It was like, what?
Yeah. Well, it's the same as understanding that your body replaces itself. The cellular structure of your body replaces itself all the time. You're always growing. You're always changing. So why wouldn't that be something important for us? Let's cogitate that for a moment or two whilst we think about this. Erin Worley is here with us. Her website is Erin Worley, W-E-R-L-E-Y, erinworley.com. Twitter, @Worley_Erin. On Instagram, it's @Erin Worley. And on Facebook, it's I Am Erin Worley, all one word. I Am Erin Worley. Just really great stuff. Her book is called One Truth, One Law. Lots to be learned there. One of the things, a lot of recent studies showing how simple it is for you to become ritualistic. Maybe we can apply that to what we're talking about here. We can also apply it to things, the simple things in life, like shrinking the fat volume in your body, reversing signs of premature biological aging when you go to bed. And that's what happens when you get on the Calitrin diet. You take 4 capsules before you go to bed, and what's in them, the all-natural ingredients that are in them, that's what these capsules, they go to work. They work through your body. They help destroy the fat, and you work it off. But you got to do a little exercising. You can't just sit like a lump. You got to keep moving. So with the encouragement of the folks at Calitrin, through their website, toploss.com, you'll find example after example after example of people who have understood the science of this, the success rate. It's all explained on the website, toploss.com. They've been in business for 2.5 decades, so you know they couldn't have stayed in business if the product didn't work, and they have a fabulous success rate. So let's march your way into good health. You've gained weight during the COVID thing. Let's shake it off. It's 3 bottles for the regular price, 3 bottles free using the DJV code. Plus, you don't pay any shipping. That's code DJV at toploss.com to lose the weight and lose it naturally.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall. Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
Aaron Worley here discussing the ways that you can deal with the jabbering in your head. We all have self-talk. Those are your thoughts. Or are they? Do you think your thoughts came from someplace beside you, Aaron?
No, I really don't. I think that those thoughts that are running on autopilot, as I call it, are not your highest self, right? They're not your true self, because your true self really is source. But those thoughts are creations. Your whole, everything about you is just a creation, and you can recreate it. I love what you were saying about your body's constantly renewing on the cellular level. And that's totally what's happening with your brain and everything you think. But most of us, and me for the first 28 years of my life, get stuck in this pattern of believing that we're still children and we still have to be afraid of everything. We can't have what we want because as children, when you go to the store, you want 50 kinds of candy. And your mom says, if you're lucky, your mom says you can have one. And you say, well, all the candy's not available to me. And that's the life you're still living.
Unless you've discovered M&M's, and then you're in good shape. Hold on a second. Aaron Worley is here, the author of One Truth, One Law, on Your Hidden Power.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault. a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your bug assault today.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
A woman who's a self-taught channeler, her name is Erin Worley. She's available online. I would think a session with you would be kind of fun. People come to you, and they all want to know where is their the best love of their life. They don't know they need to love themselves first, and then they can figure out from there where to go. But I've seen so many books and so many tapes and all this stuff about the law of attraction. I finally figured it out, but I'm not sure I even have figured it out. But I know that thoughts are things, and I have a picture in my mind, pretty much in my experience, as to, I'm in my seventh decade, so it's not exactly like I'm trying this for the first time. But I don't think I ever approached and it isn't just about romance, it's about work, it's about everything, right? I mean, the law of attraction applies to pretty much everything in our lives and what we attract.
The reason I wanted to start channeling is because that was my question. Why doesn't it work all the time? Because it doesn't seem to, right? If it is the highest universal law, shouldn't it be a little bit more accessible to us? Why doesn't the law of attraction work all the time for me? This is the answer I got. So important. It's not attraction, it's creation. And here's the big difference. Attraction comes from the idea that everything's outside of you and you can pull it to you. It's not the highest truth. The highest truth is you are source. Right now, sitting in your car, sitting at your kitchen table, you are source. Nothing is outside of you. And once you understand that, that creation comes from inside of you, everything starts to click. So it's the difference between thinking you're an individual, because that takes some of your power away, and understanding that you are a creator because there's no separation between you and source. So I never use the word attraction anymore, because it gives the wrong, it takes that power away.
What we're looking for is the law of creation, and you created thoughts or things. That's one of my favorite expressions. Yet it doesn't always work. Is it because we're not committed to it, or asking for the wrong things?
What you're about to hear is going to be in my next book, and very few people have heard it. But this is why it doesn't always work. With the law of attraction, they teach you that you are the only creator of your reality, right? And so it doesn't matter what other people are thinking about you. But I would challenge you to walk into a grocery store and pick up a package of M&Ms off the shelf. Did you make those M&Ms? Did you create those? I don't think so. I think there's somebody else. There's lots of people that think they're individuals that are all contributing to this wonderful creation of the earth. Whoever has more knowing about what is going on is going to be the one whose thoughts are projected into reality. So if I believe that I am going to lose 10 pounds and everybody I know knows that I'm currently 10 pounds more than I want to be because I've been talking about it, right?
Here.
I've been talking about it for the last 2 years. So I'm like, well, you know what? I'm going to lose 10 pounds. And they're all like, great. And it happens easily, but I'm 18 and I've never said that before. So they believed it and I took action and it happened. But the next time I'm 25 and they're like, great, but I decide not to, right? I try for a few days, but I'm like, I really want that cupcake. So I stop. And they start thinking is, oh, when Erin says she's going to lose weight, she doesn't follow through. Now, the third time when I'm 30 and I try it, I say it again, and they're like, oh, I remember last time Erin didn't do that. And their knowing is stronger than my knowing, because when they offer me a cupcake 2 days later and they think I'm probably going to take it, I'm like, yeah, I guess I'll take it. So you have to understand that you're going up against other people's knowing. And you're knowing, you have to be prepared for all these situations that are going to come up ahead of time to practice them in your head.
Sounds like a lot of work. Erin Worley, and this is Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen.
How do you have an effective food plot without disking, fertilizing, and spraying? I'll share right after this message.
For over 20 years, Higdon Outdoors has made the best waterfowl decoys in the business. Now they bring that same tradition of painstaking research and development into the world of turkey hunting. Introducing Higdon's new lineup of hard-body decoys. Ultra lightweight and versatile, these decoys have it all. Realistic high-contrast paint schemes and XHD hyper-feathering detail for each individual feather. And Higdon's Apex State System delivers natural movement in all conditions. Get real this turkey season with Higdon Outdoors.
To have food plots without disking and spraying, you need to do it by the buffalo method. Dr. Grant Woods of Growing Deer TV is an expert in it. When you plant, use a no-till drill and put the seed directly in the ground without tilling. When you terminate weeds or other plants, use a crimper, which is like a buffalo going through the prairie. To learn more, go to drawntowildlife.com and remember the seasons never end.
It's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week, we talk about the issues that matter to us most. We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men. And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Cities across the country are seeing new looting as nationwide demonstrations over the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis continue to escalate out of control as President Trump vowed a tougher federal response.
That is why I am taking immediate presidential action to stop the violence and restore security and safety in America. I am mobilizing all available federal resources, civilian and military.
In New York City, hundreds of looters were seen breaking into downtown Manhattan businesses. Meanwhile, in Philadelphia, some people were seen actively defying the curfew. In Washington, D.C., police fired flashbang shells and rubber bullets into a crowd of protesters outside Lafayette Square. 6 states and 13 cities have now issued states of emergency, and the National Guard has activated 67,000 troops, surpassing the number of guardsmen during the 2005 Hurricane Katrina response. This is USA Radio News.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Workplaces will be dramatically changed by the lessons learned from the isolation caused by the coronavirus, and John Clemens reports.
In a survey taken by the Outplacement Service, Challenger, Gray, and Christmas, many workers believe they'll continue working from home.
We found that about 28% of companies are planning to make some of the jobs within their company permanently work from home going forward.
That is Andrew Challenger of Challenger, Gray, and Christmas, who also tells us companies have learned lessons about their employees.
Many companies are finding that they have been able to be quite productive during this period.
The commercial real estate market will soon be taking a big hit.
This is a nightmare scenario. You very well may see companies leaving those large office spaces.
This is John Clemens reporting.
Colin Kaepernick entered the national spotlight in 2016 when he kneeled during the national anthem and raised his fist to protest racial inequality. Now, as people around the nation protest the death of George Floyd, Kaepernick is stepping in to help by establishing a fund to pay the legal fees for protesters in Minneapolis. The Know Your Rights campaign announced Kaepernick's partnership. A Twitter post from the group said that the fund seeks to support the freedom fighters on the ground, and that their work is in solidarity with our brothers and sisters in Minneapolis. The former San Francisco 49ers quarterback tweeted about the fund, saying, "In fighting for liberation, there's always retaliation. We must protect our freedom fighters." For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Into another half hour of Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen with this week's focus on what you can do, what's in your head, and what you're doing with what's in your head. I was reminded as you were talking a few minutes ago of that old song, "Anything You Can Do, I Can Do Better. I can do anything better than you." And maybe we ought to change the words. Anything I can think, we can do better, or maybe we'll come up with a better lyric line. but you get the gist.
I love it.
Of what I'm saying. Yeah, anything it is, it's about. But I'm not sure. I want to clarify what you said a few minutes ago about if it's not attraction, it's creation. But in terms of how we do that, and because if you're working on something that's just you and yours, then.
Yeah.
It ought to work for you. But if you're working on something that involves somebody else, there's this thing called free will, and it can be very frustrating if you're trying to create something with somebody else, and that person isn't in with the program or on the program. So how do we deal with that?
It's mostly about awareness. Right now, when you believe every single thing they tell you about the law of attraction, that you're the only one that makes any difference. And when you try to attract something bigger, like I always say, you can zoom right into that parking space at Walmart when you try to create that in your mind. And it's because nobody else cares if you get into the parking space. And nobody else is thinking about that parking space while you are, you know. And it's the same thing with the butterflies. All these creations that are just for you, that wouldn't affect anybody else, they're so easy. Oh, my gosh. And that's because it's true. But when you start bringing other people in, it does get tricky. And that's when you want to start practicing, you know, practice the conversations you're going to have. And when I say practice, I'm just talking about the same visualization and relaxing exercises that any law of attraction guru would tell you to do. But now you say, now you start practicing, what would you say to this person? What are they going to say back to you? And I guarantee you, I don't know if you're familiar with Think and Grow.
It's about, Think and Grow Rich. The Napoleon Hill book. Sure. Well, who isn't on this plane that you and I are on? That sounds a little arrogant, but who hasn't read that book or gone into a lot of other things? The science of mind. There are all kinds of things. I think that's where I differ with you, at least to where I've been so far. I've always found I needed somebody to help me and guide me that I didn't. Maybe it's because I don't trust myself. What I wanted hasn't always happened.
So absolutely. I think it's so important. And after I started channeling, I really tried to fight this for a long, long time. Right? I didn't want to need somebody else. But I absolutely think the best thing you can do for yourself is find somebody else to give you space and believe in what you want to create. You know, and so I have a coach personally who is amazing and has absolutely changed my life. And since I started working with her, you know, things have really started humming for me, you know. So we all need somebody that's going to hold that belief, that sees us as we really are, because we don't see the truth about ourselves. We all have great ideas, and then 5 minutes later, we're doubting them and saying we were crazy to ever think that would work.
Loaded with doubts. Fear, doubts, Yeah,
but if you have that person, and I'm not talking about your husband or your wife or your daughter, I'm talking about somebody that's not attached to you. If you have that person who is going to not only believe in you, but tell you you're not a nut job, you know, tell you, hey, that is a good idea, then you're going to start to believe it, and your thoughts will change.
Thoughts. Aren't they wonderful? Life as we want it, we're frustrated because the COVID thing has affected us. We tend to give over to politicians. The banker says we can't have a loan. So how do we? There's a practical way of understanding how this works. The banker says you want to go buy a new house and you need to borrow the money. The banker says you can't have the money. So what do you do then? That's practically. Let's shape this. We only have a couple of minutes left, but I'm using it as a practical example.
You know what? It starts with saying to yourself, and I believe in affirmations. The reason the banker says you can't have the loan, and this is the hard, honest truth, is because you were worried when you went in. You were scared he was going to say no. You were looking at the COVID thing and saying, he's not giving out any loans. You know, no matter what I've done to try to prepare myself for this loan, they're not doing it anymore. You need to start creating your reality, and it is so in you. And I know this sounds like a lot, and I dealt with for years thinking everybody thought I was crazy, right? Because I'm saying stuff like this. But the truth is, if you start writing an affirmation and saying, bankers love giving me loans. And here, I think that love word is so important because it's the bridge from where you are now to who you want to be. So most people say with affirmations, say, I am somebody who gets loans easily from the banker. But I think you want to use love words. I love that the banker gives me loans, because that's that bridge. That's why.
So can you apply that? My final shake is on relationships. Can you apply that to someone again? That's another party. The banker's another party. Someone in your life you want to love or have loved or whatever it is. This person is a focus. Maybe it's not the person, but it's the way of feeling. Maybe that's what is better. You have to not personalize it and just make it about finding that love source. Yes, is that confusing? Is that a statement that makes sense?
Well, no, I think I'm sort of with you. So I think with love, most people that I meet say they love somebody, but they're thinking all these bad thoughts about them. They're thinking, oh, I hate when they do that. I hate that. I hate these things about them. How can I fix those things I hate? Well, there's two things here. The first thing is you want to really examine this relationship and say, is this the person, does this person like the same things as me? Is this really the relationship I want to be in? If it is, then go on to step two, which is starting to affirm, I love being around this person. I love that we sit on the couch and watch movies together, or I love that we go out to eat together, you know. But first, make sure you're not affirming something you're settling for. And that's a mistake most people make.
The book is called One Truth, One Law. Learn about it by going to Erin Worley, E-R-I-N-W-E-R-L-E-Y, erinworley.com. What a wonderful exercise, very worthwhile. Erin, continued success. Thank you. I like your position that we are all God, because I think it is everywhere and in all of us. Great exercise in commonality, period. One truth, one law. Thanks, Erin.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Uri Geller is here on Your Hidden Power with his weekly point of creation. You know, I often have a theme and I'll drop something on you and then you'll take me down a different street or take all of us down a different street. One of the things we've been talking about on this edition of Your Hidden Power is creation and magic. I believe that you hold so much power, but there are a lot of people who say, and including you, that I don't have that much power. I just know how to use my mind. And so you're not really a magician, but some people want to say Uri Geller is a magician. So are you a magician? I think you are.
Well, that's a good question because I consider myself a magician from the old sense of the word.
Mm-hmm.
Historically, the biblical scriptures and millions of books around the world talk about real magic. The gods who had magic, and from Harry Potter, which is supposed to be fictional. But all fiction that we read about today or see in movies will basically sooner or later become reality. Mm-hmm. I just look at my mind power, the way to plow the fields towards success. And I basically created steps to success and how to wake up my willpower. And I can give you some tips to all our listeners. First of all, when we focus on something that we want to happen, you should write it down exactly what you want to achieve. And you've got to word it clearly. And this is basically your target. And then repeat the target over and over. Believe in it. because if you believe in it, you will manifest it. Of course, from the negative point of view, forbid all other ideas to distract you from the target. Constantly focus on it. I also use imagination. Imagine how life will be when you achieve the target. Picture and visualize the details vividly, you know, with tastes, sensations, and sounds. We can do that within our mind. Then create a movie. That's how I do telepathy. When you send me a message, I create an imaginary screen in my brain, in my mind. I visualize it, and I see the message that you're sending me materialize in the screen. So, and then I know I got the message. You create a movie in your head and watch yourself achieving your aim, hitting the target. You visualize how others will react to you, Doug, when you have achieved your target, because that amplifies the will, the passion for you to succeed. Also very important is body language and the way you speak. Speak out clearly. Never mumble, because, hey, how else can the world hear you? And two more things that I tell people is, before you go to sleep, Doug, and everyone listening, run the target words 3 times through your mind like a hypnotist. You almost hypnotize yourself to awaken your willpower and drive you to success. And always believe in yourself, because you have the mind power. And lastly, only you can achieve your target. No one else can do it for you. Seize their responsibility and go for it now. And these are my mantras, Doug.
Creation. It's about creation.
The seizing the responsibility and go for it is that the universe doesn't like delays. Go for it now. And once more, please, let me remind you that number one is focus. Number two is focus. And number three is focus. These are basically the 3 golden mind power rules. If you adhere to these rules and you truly believe in yourself and you continuously think positive and don't surround yourself with negative thinkers, you don't want that. You want people around you who are positive, who are empowering, who are motivators. And, you know, use feel-good phrases. You know, this is a bit of a, you might think it's kind of egoistical, but it's not. Say to yourself, I'm a winner. I deserve to get what I want. I will wake up tomorrow feeling great. No turning back. That was then. This is now. I have the mind power. And I think, Doug, you will agree to everything I said.
I am. One of the things that we're about run out of time, but one of the things that I think gets in the way is that you have one thought on one thing, and then you, let's say you're successful in business, but you haven't got a good life, a good love life, that kind of stuff. So you can be successful in one, but you're saying apply these principles to every aspect of your life, and then that's what we're talking about. We're talking about every aspect of your life. Uri Geller's website is URIGELLER, urigeller.com. Don't forget to check out the Uri Geller Museum as well. Uri Geller here on Your Hidden Power.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
My friend, and I like to call her my friend, although I haven't seen you for a long time, Mary O'Malley is here, your psychic scout. With lots of activity going on right now, one of the things that I like to do in your Hidden Power, Mary, as you know, is kind of trail, put things together, overlap. We had a lady on the program talking about the creation. Instead of using the law of attraction, she calls it the law of creation. So I wonder when people, and we were talking about being able to do a lot of stuff on your own versus needing help. I've been one over the years that has wanted to find people who are great advisors in various fields. I never thought I was the smartest guy in radio, never thought I was the best at any number of things, never always brought in help. Therefore, people like you come into my life because I want help. And people come to you because they want help, they need help, and in many instances, you, talking to this woman about creation and understanding that we create our own reality, how do you bring people around? They come to you and they got this problem. How do you help them create the reality they seek?
It's 100% about intent and belief. Mm. A lot of times we intend to improve our life or create something, but there might be some underlying program running that says, that doesn't believe we can do this.
Like your computer that has in the background sometimes too many programs running and it slows down the computer. Is that a good analogy?
That's a fabulous analogy. Mm. And so then what we need to do is find out what is that program that's running, where did it come from, and, you know, how do we deprogram, you know, debug that program, basically.
Yeah. Right.
So, you know, if you have a belief that you don't deserve it or that you can't do it or that you can't manage it, even if you do manifest it, you know, some deep-seated fear or belief, because belief is, you know, the big part of that equation. That's what my job is, to help a person find that. And,
you know, ever feel, okay, that's a great correlation. If people want to be, the idea is you'd think if someone came to you for help that they want to change. Probably most of the time that is the case, but if it isn't, then what do you say to people? I can't help you?
No, it's more like, you know, well, when you're ready, you know, think about it, you know, don't, you know, just think about what I said. And if it feels right at some point, then we can work on this again. I mean, you know, a lot of times it's just planting the seed. The subconscious mind's job is to protect us, and that means protect our beliefs even. So sometimes it takes a while for the new belief, the new thought pattern to take hold. So, you know, I never say I can't help you. But, you know, what I tell people, put it in your
bank. Some people are easier to help than others.
You know, exactly. Yeah. And some people really don't want to change. You know, they want magic done and...
isn't the law of creation, when you think about it, isn't that kind of magical? When you get right down to it, it is magic to be able to have a thought and hold on to it and have it come to fruition. Isn't that magic?
It's all magic. The fact that we're here, you know, on this beautiful planet, it's all magic.
Mm-hmm. Who understands?
It's all magic.
Yeah, I think that's it. Who understands what really is going on here? You know that you can connect to Source or to Spirit or whatever and get advice you feel that, and people believe that you can, and you believe you can, so therefore, if you believe, it's true. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, isn't it magical that you can sit in a chair and have a thought, something's going on in that node above your neck? Even the fact that functions as it does. It's just so magical. That's a wonderful way of putting it. Good Lord.
It is.
Yeah.
It absolutely is. And it really seems, you know, there. Who knows, there might be some scientific thing behind it, but...
Well, that's where quantum physics comes in, when people get all worked up about quantum physics and what happens. That, well, most people, they don't understand what that means at all. They just hear, oh, yeah, that makes sense. I don't know, blah. It is magic. It is pure and simple magic. Thank you. That may be one of the greatest assets you've added to this program. Good. Thank you. Mary O'Malley at PsychicScout.com for a fabulous reading. Learn about yourself. PsychicScout.com. And this is Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.